bundle up because it is a deep freeze out there. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. It's the Steve Gruber Show on ice for Wednesday, November 13th, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know. Another big blast of early winter weather. That's number three. Record-setting cold weather hitting the Midwest. Scores of schools have already been closed. And if this pattern continues, get ready for a very long, very cold, very snowy winter. All right? Number two, Dean Foods has been putting milk and dairy products on your shelves for decades now. They're bankrupt. Are they going out of business, maybe? And number one, it is impeachment day in D.C. It's impeachment day in D.C. And the Democrats say that they've got this. They say that this first witness that they bring up is going to be phenomenal. It's going to be a big deal. And it's going to set a nightmare for Donald Trump. Oh, of course, it's the same Democrats that told us the same thing about the Bob Mueller investigation and everything else. I mean, we'll see what happens. I'll be watching part of it 10 o'clock today. I won't watch all of it because, good Lord. The Democrats. And here's the other thing. 10 o'clock in the morning. Where are most people? Especially when the unemployment rate is 3.6%. Where are most people? They're at work. They're not paying attention to Adam Schiff, the little court jester trying to kill the king. Let's be honest. That's what he's doing. That Adam Schiff tries to act all calm. He wants nothing more than to be the man that brings down Donald Trump. He wants to be remembered forever. He wants to be famous forever for being the guy who got Donald Trump. That's his whole driving force here. Make no mistake. He now says that Trump's possible impeachable offenses include bribery because he was offering something of value and bribing the Ukrainians, please. The Ukrainians got their money. No investigation ever happened. No quid pro quo was ever called for in the memo that I've read. And yet this sham rolls on. The impeachment inquiry already in big trouble. I'm going to tell you that the impeachment inquiry is already in big trouble. I mean, let's be honest, Adam Schiff engineered this whistleblower who we're not allowed to see or talk to or hear from now. He's now a big secret. Of course, there's a whistleblower complaint has been filed against the whistleblower for raising money on GoFundMe of $250,000 in violation of U.S. law, it appears. Yeah, an intelligence agent collecting money on GoFundMe, $250,000. Apparently, the whistleblower might be a guy who's in trouble. So here we go. Bill Taylor is going to be out there today, the acting ambassador to Ukraine, who will testify that it was his understanding there was a link between U.S. security assistance and an investigation of Joe and Hunter Biden. He never talked to the president. He never talked to Giuliani. He heard it through discussions with other diplomats. Though there's no indication that any of these individuals had any direct knowledge of anything. There's the problem that he has. He didn't talk to the president. He didn't talk to Giuliani. The European Union Ambassador Gordon Sondland told National Security Council official Tim Morrison, who in turn told Taylor that there was a possible quid pro quo. But we know that didn't happen. The funds went to Ukraine, a highly corrupt nation that everybody knows, very corrupt. They got everything they wanted. And if Sondland was the original source, where did he get his information, by the way? Well, he initially testified that in a brief phone conversation with Trump, that the president explicitly told him, I want nothing. I want no quid pro quo. And Sondland added that he never thought there was a precondition on aid. Later, he revised his testimony to say, I presumed that the aid suspension had become linked to the anti-corruption statement. He presumed. He presumed that it happened that way. Reliable witnesses do not assume. Reliable witnesses do not presume anything. If they do, it's nothing more than supposition that should be discarded like yesterday's trash. And then George Kent will be on the stand today. And here's what Greg Jarrett says about George Kent. Greg Jarrett, an attorney and a Fox News host, good writer, and I think that he's got relevance here. My favorite purveyor of assorted hearsay is another star witness for Schiff this Wednesday, Deputy Assistant Secretary of State George Kent, who testified that he believed there was a quid pro quo after speaking to Taylor, who spoke to Morrison, who heard it from Sondland, who, as noted, presumed a precondition. This is conjecture built on triple hearsay. It is not evidence. It's garbage. If this were a court of law, the presiding judge would instruct the jury to disregard all of it and strike it from the record. And under cross-examination, we already know that every one of these witnesses, every single one, has already admitted they had no firsthand knowledge of the president's intent during his telephone call. They simply propagated and repeated rumors and innuendo in their diplomatic echo chamber. But that has not stopped Schiff from pretending that they are valued witnesses. With the chairman's encouragement and, might I point out, guidance and direction, because Schiff, as we know, was the puppet master for the whistleblower. It was his people that got with the whistleblower to craft the document that was put forth on August the 12th, not revealed to anybody until late September. Don't let that bother you. But Schiff helped craft these arguments. And they have offered their interpretations of the Trump-Zelensky conversation. You know, interpretations by career diplomats are meaningless. I might remind you, remember Schiff's interpretation of the phone call where he made all sorts of lies and made things up and called it parody? Adam Schiff is the parody. He is the court jester. Adam Schiff is the court jester for all of this. And make no mistake, it's all going to come down shortly. It will come down. Yeah, I mean, remember the Ukrainian government said it was unaware of any condition, didn't know of any quid pro quo. President Zelensky said he felt no pressure because he didn't know of any pressure, and President Trump said there was no pressure. And out of a 5-page memo slash transcript, whatever you want to call it, 4 lines, is that what it was, 4 lines referring to the Biden family at all? And who would presume that Joe Biden would win anyway? How is that interfering with the 2020 election? I don't see that it is. At any rate, we'll get down to it at 10 o'clock this morning. Don't miss it. And if you do miss it, it's okay. I'll cover you right here. We'll take care of it. You have a chance right now to win $7,500 worth of great new equipment from Wolverine Water. It's Wolverine Water's Pure Water Clean Air Holiday Giveaway. Go to my brand new website. Please do. SteveGruber.com. Check out the brand new website. So much content, you'll never go to Drudge again. Wolverine Water's Pure Water Clean Air Holiday Giveaway includes a Blue Line 4-in-1 system with nickel-plated brass valve water treatment, a Pure Health RO drinking water system with alkaline, and the Clean Air Station is worth $7,500. Go to SteveGruber.com, sign up for a free water test, and away you go. At Wolverine Water, it's 14 after.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water and your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
You never want to make that call to the insurance company. I know I don't, but when you have to, you have to. I'm Steve Gruber, and that's why I trust Mauer Foster Insurance. Just recently, I had to make that call. My truck got banged up, and it needed some work. I called Mauer Foster for answers. What a relief to deal with a team of professionals that knew exactly what I needed. It took one phone call, my repairs were in motion, and now I'm back on the road. So when anyone asks me, who do I trust for insurance? That's easy. Mauer Foster Insurance in Lansing.
You know, people still walk up to me and say, man, have you lost weight? I'm Steve Gruber, and I did lose weight, a lot of it. I did it with My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. I'm still surprised because it's been almost 2 years since I made the decision to drop the pounds. And with My Pure Health Solutions, I did it with a custom plan built just for me. And I'm so happy I did. I feel better. People tell me I look better. I lost 40 pounds. I still feel great. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Believe me, if I could do it, so can you.
I'm Warren Birkenhauer, proud IBEW member. My career began as a non-union electrician. I love the work, not the pay and the lack of benefits. When I joined the IBEW, my life changed. Now I earn great wages, benefits, and I'll be able to have a good retirement. I can take care of my family the way I want to, and that matters to me. The IBEW has made a huge difference in my life. If you're a good electrician looking to get paid what you're actually worth, then there's room for you in the IBEW.
Electricians Wanted. Visit IBEWMichigan.org. Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and IBEW Michigan.